Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there's a... I hate moments like this because I'm going to look stupid or you guys are going to think I'm being obtuse on purpose. But there's a story out about... It says 82% of women... code switch at work. I don't know what that means.
Just kind of changing your speaking style, your speaking voice.
Have you ever heard code switch?
Have you ever heard of a customer service voice?
What do you mean?
So this is me now. I'm talking to you guys. We're chill. Whatever. Hi, how's your day going?
Oh, we talked about this. I code switch, but I turn effeminate.
Yeah.
If at Starbucks when they hand me my thing, they're like, "Have a good day." I'm like, "You too." I'm just like,
That's your code switching.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why do I do that?
I think you're adjusting to the environment that you're in. So if you're at a coffee shop, it feels like you feel more effeminate when you're in there. You feel more comfortable being effeminate while you're there than when you're here.
I think when I get uncomfortable, I just become more effeminate.
Oh. So it's an uncomfortable.
Cuz I'm just like, "Okay, thank you. Thanks." I become more David from Schitt's Creek. I'm just like, hi.
Huh. Are you trying to tell people like you're not a threat or something?
I'm
not here to cause any trouble.
That was called code switching. Since when's it called that?
I don't know.
The last few years. I think it's predominant in the African American community because they code switch, I think, when they're in white spaces and stuff.
It
started to gain that name, I think, is how it got.
Oh, that. God, I remember now. The dude from Saved by the Bell.
Mario.
He got accused of
this. Oh, yeah. That
because
was
he's
one.
On TMZ or whatever show he's on.
Inside Edition. I don't know why I remember all of this because I have no idea what you're talking about.
But he's on that show, he's just like, oh, and today Katy Perry, blah, and then does it, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then he was like going to a taco truck or someone who's like, you have to, I'll take the carne asada. And he's Hispanic.
Right. It's just,
he's allowed to talk.
It's different environments. Like that.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. But
do you talk slower when you're in Iowa? I swear I'm not trying to be like rude.
Oh boy.
But are you like, hey, are you hello?
Hello? No, I don't know. Maybe. Hold on.
Dude, I mean, I wonder if you do.
There's like phrases like "op" comes out. Oh, well. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Slap the leg. Like stuff like that comes out. I don't know if that counts as code switching though.
I think it does.
No, I don't think so.
But I feel like I code switch.
Because for me, code switching is like based more on, I don't want, like professionalism. Like you go to work and you feel like you have to be taken more seriously. So then you get that customer service voice.
With all due respect to the industry that we work in.
Ours is different for sure. It's totally different.
I don't feel
different.
Like I code switch here at all.
No.
Oh, I do. Yeah, for sure. Depending on who I'm talking to.
Really?
Yeah. Big boss comes down. I'm a little different.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't think you code switch, though.
I think you're quieter and you're more like, I don't
that's
think
true.
That you're code
I'm not
switching.
Sure it counts as code switching, but it's more of my customer service voice.
Can you method for us and do it right now? I feel like you're code switching right now. Like you're talking with a bigger, like a little, you're like, I feel like when the boss, like you're doing a bigger voice right now.
But I might not let the same joke go in this room. I might say a joke that I wouldn't to the big boss.
What? That's just being polite around the boss.
Okay.
So then we don't even
you
know what code switch.
Slacker, actually.
I I've been here forever. Like, I don't think I have to code switch, do I? I should code switch on the air. I should actually be nicer on the air.
People would love that.
I don't think they would.
People in this room would love that.
I'm sorry. That's not fair. Okay, so then the question is, is it true that 82% of women code switch at work?
I believe that. I don't know why they didn't include men in this survey, though, but I do think 82% of women.
You think you code switch?
Again, no, because our job is so different.
What about when a client comes in, though?
Yeah, I'll do that a little bit more.
Yeah, I do the same. I agree.
Because I'm not going to be like, that take was f***ing trash, try again. I'm going to be like, let's try this way.
Okay, listen, we are in the Belco studios.
Yeah.
Belco has paid for a renovation, the whole thing. It's like awesome in here. When Jenna from Belco shows up, no. I'm as vile with her.
That's because she's the homie now. She passed the client, and now we're pals.
But I think that was that way with her from jump.
Yeah. It's just because she's cool. I don't know. Yeah,
you get some leeway. I think probably in any job, the longer you're there, the more leeway you have to be yourself. But I think you have to kind of get there first.
All right. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, next client that comes in.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.